Okay, so in last night's chavura we discussed, you know, the issue, the machlokes about nitan, whether the din misa for the rodent applies in the case of nitan latzilo pachamevar. We pointed out that it seems to be a very good test case for the two general mahachim in the sugya about whether again the machayev of misa for rodev is onish bezin, in which case it wouldn't matter whether it's nitan latzilo pachamevar, or whether it's all about hatzalas anirdaf, in which case the factor of nitan latzilo pachamevar would matter, because again if the whole machayev is a tzalas anirdaf, so then if you can accomplish the mechayev, i.e. the tzalas anirdaf, without killing the person, then there would be no justification for doing so. So that was, you know, last night's discussion. So now, a prat, right, within the shita, that the din misa, or the din roli, doesn't apply when it's nitan latzilo bechamei avarav. So the question, right, and therefore it would be aser l'chatzchila to kill the roldev when it's nitan latzilo bechamei avarav. The question is going to be, let's say, you know, avar, right, in the morning we've been discussing avar v'nerag, right, avar v'lonerag, so here it's avar v'horeg, right? In this case, right, the bystander was not supposed to kill the roldev, but let's say the bystander goes ahead, instead of being nitan latzilo bechamei avarav, he ends up shooting the guy, right? Instead of shooting his arm, he, you know, shoots the guy in the head. Not to get too gruesome, but he kills him. So the question is, you would assume, right, bepashtus, that the guy would be chayev misa, right? The bystander, where there was no heter seemingly to kill the rodev. So therefore, if he gratuitously kills the rodev, you would think that he's chayev misa, and therefore chayev misa is basin. That's what you would assume. But yet, the Rambam surprises us, as he is wont to do. In two places, the Rambam clearly paskins that although you're chayev misa bidei shamayim, basin is not going to put such a person to death. So the two places are, number one, Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. Anybody have? I read myself. Okay. So Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says this beferish. Right. First, he passing is like Rav Yonasan Ben Shaul, that really the chatzchila, you're not supposed to kill the roldev when it's nitan latzilo bechamei avarav. But he says, if you do so, you're not going to be chayev misas basin. So again, the Rambam states as follows. Yud Gimel. Oh. Aleph Yud Gimel. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, in such a case, right, he clearly paskins like Rav Yonasan Ben Shaul, that you really, you're supposed to be, right, you're supposed to be toreach to only, but in such a case where you don't, right, you don't follow the halacha, you're chayev misa, and you expect him to say, and therefore you'll be killed in Bezin, but yet he says, no, well, ain Bezin a misin oso, Bezin is not going to put the person to death. And the obvious question is why. But before we get to the question, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Dalet, and again, in the context of discussing the din of Bnei Noach, again, clearly says that while a Ben Noach will be Chayiv Misa in such a case, right, if a Ben Noach kills the Rodev when it was Nitan Zil Bechamevar, Ben Noach will be put to death. Masha Inkin Yisrael, Yisrael will not be put to death. Rambam says as follows, Ben Noach Shaharag Nefesh Afilu Uber B'mei Imo Neragalav. Again, the first case is, right, discussing various, right, murders for which a Yisrael would not be Chayiv Misa, but a Ben Noach would be, one of which is killing an Uber. Again, we'll get to that at the end of the Zugya, etc., etc. Then he gets our case. V'chein, if a Ben Noach im Harag Rodev Sheyachal Atzilu V'achal Me'ivarag Me'ivarav Neragalav, a Ben Noach would be killed, or be put to death Aydei Basin. Masha Inkin Yisrael, Masha Inkin Yisrael, who kills the Rodev when it was Nitan Latzilo Bechamei Avarav, would not be put to death. So the Rambam in both these places, in Rotzeach, Aleph Yud Gimel, and Malachim, Tes Dalet, in both these cases, the Rambam clearly paskins that there's no Chiyah Misas Bezin for such a person who kills the Rodev, even though he does so gratuitously. And the obvious question is going to be, what is the basis of this, of the lack of the Chiyah Misa? At the end of the day, clearly killed someone, and Rambam says you're chayiv misa for it, b'dei shemayim. So the question is, why won't Bezin put such a person to death? So this question is spelled out by the Tur. Again, he explicitly asks on the Rambam. This is the Tur in Choshen Mishpat, Taf Chav He Sif Beis. Again, the Tur Choshen Mishpat, Taf Chav He Sif Beis explicitly asks on the Rambam, again, once you pass like Rav Yonasan Ben Shaul, so why don't you go full way and say you're also going to be chayiv misa is Bezin. So that's the Tur asks on the Rambam. So again, in addition to the Tur we ask the Rambam, the Ravid in Hilchos Malachim also basically seems to argue in the Rambam. And do you have the
No.
Not in Hilchos Malachim? So the Rav in Hilchos Malachim basically, you know, just in, you know, in two words, basically, you know, in Rav Hilchos Malachim, right? Where the Rav just says, Kashalei Avner. Again, he basically, specifically, is, you know, speaking about this last psak of the Rambam about Yachol Atzila Bechol Mi'avar, and says, no, the whole Maisa of Avner, again, this is a Maisa which is brought down, not only in Ach, but also in the Gemara, right? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mentesim and Halef, again, that's why Dory is the Maisa. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mentesim and Halef, basically brings down this Maisa and explains that the reason why, again, the cases where basically Yoav killed Avner, and Yoav is the general of David, is not Chayiv Misa for killing Avner. The Gemara seems to explain why is Yoav not Chayiv Misa for killing Avner. The reason is because Avner was Chayiv Misa himself, because Avner had killed a Rodef, even though it was Nitam Latzila Be'achem Hevar.
Why was it like a bad thing?
What were that?
We don't really view it as a good thing, as a great story when he killed Avner.
Well, I guess that's part of this discussion in terms of, yeah, that's part of the discussion. So hold it, I mean, we'll see right now. It's like a whole question about a lot of various halachic implications of it. So the Ravid is saying, look, you see from the Gemara Beferish that, you know, that Avner was Chayiv Misa, it was Chayiv Misa's Beis Din, and that's why, you know, that's why Avner is not responsible for having killed him. So again, the Ravid seems to be commenting that, no, really, if a bystander kills a Rodep when it was Nitan Latzila Bechamei Varav, in such a case, there is going to be a Chayiv Misa. So in short, the Ravid seems to argue on the Rambam. Yeah, we'll skip some of the details of the Nosa Kalim. Again, just again, one point which is interesting, just in terms of Derech HaLimud point, the Radvaz points out that although the Ravid seems to argue with the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, the fact that, it's always interesting, the fact that the Ravid, says the Radvaz, the fact that the Ravid didn't argue on the Ikar Makom of the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, shows that the Ravid isn't really arguing, or at least the Ravid, you know, is masupik about the case. Again, it's an interesting diuk. Whether such a diuk is, you know, is possible to be made in the Ravid, but basically the Radva says the fact that the Ravid doesn't argue in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach is where the Rambam, you know, is the main place. So it must be that the Ravid is not so sure about his argument with the Rambam. He must be misupik.
What's similar to the Torah?
One more time.
What's similar to the Torah? It's
tough chaf hey sif bis in Chosh Mishpat. Okay. So in short, again, whether the Ravid argues is questionable, but at the end of the day, yeah, there's questionable shita of the Rambam. Again, they, even though the Rambam paskins that when it's nitan latzil bechal meyavarav, you shouldn't kill him. Yet the Rambam paskins that you're not going to be chayiv misa if you go ahead and you do kill him. The question, obviously, is why? What is the basis of the lack of chayiv misa? Oh. So the first we're going to basically suggest three answers. Basically. Present three different answers by various mefarshim. We're going to see that the second two answers are really very similar. So it's like, you know, we'll call it 1, 2a, and 2b. So the first answer, the Kesem Mishnah, which is actually pretty hard to understand. I don't remember what the Kesem Mishnah said. Exactly. So the Kesem Mishnah says the reason why there's no Chiya Misas Beis Din is because Hasra is not Shaykh. Why? Exactly. Let's explain exactly what this means. The Kesem Mishnah exactly says what Yossi just said. Kesem Mishnah says the reason why there's no Chiya Misas Beis Din, right, it's no fancy lamdas, is that there's no Hasra here. Right? And obviously we know, right, without Hasra you can't put, right, there's not going to be any Misas Beis Din. So the question is, let's just read the Lashon on the Kesem Mishnah inside, that's important. Kesem Mishnah says, why is there no Hasra? Hasra is not Shaya here. I have to explain what this means. Kesem Mishnah says, De'ef shir lomar shebezim b'misinosa, right, the Rambam, right, it wasn't possible to apply Misas Bezin here. Why? Shmei acher shilo niskavin el lahatzil, the fact that the bystander who ended up killing the Rodef, the fact that he, you know, was kavanah l'shem shemayim, he, you know, hinim luchun mezuman to save the nirdaf, therefore, lo shayach behasra. So hasra is not shayach. So the question is, like, how do you understand that? Meaning, like, what is it? Because... Exactly, because he is L'shem Shemayim, therefore there's no Hasra. What do you mean there's no Hasra? Let's say another guy says, by the way, you know, you're mistaken. You think Hatzalas and Yirdov allows you to kill in all circumstances? No, we pass him, like Yergonos and Ben Shal, who says that you're wrong. So And I'll stop saying you're hitting Mukun Mazumun, which I'm Yuchud Kutchabruchu. Stop saying it, you're wrong. You're doing something wrong. That's Hasra. So if the guy says, I'll Menaskein Ani Osa, so what does that mean, Lo Shaya Hasra? You're giving me a face, yeah.
He's never going to be matter atzma lamisa if he thinks he's doing anything.
So the Rambam should say it's chay of misa, and it's clear it's only with asra.
Right, exactly. No, that's really that's a din asra, not a din chay misa.
Okay,
you
so
need asra, every kid should be asra.
Okay, so two different questions being discussed. So I think Meir and David are basically pointing out that this pshat of the Kesem Mishnah is not a good pshat in the Rambam because. Like, if it's just a lack of Hasra, so then that's a din kol terakula, meaning why would he say it there? But I think Elazar is trying to answer is just the pshat in the Kesem Mishnah. So we'll discuss one at a time. So in terms of the pshat in the Kesem Mishnah, I tend to agree with Elazar, is that, again, I'll say the partial pshat, I'm not saying partial, the technical pshat in the Kesem Mishnah is that, what does it mean that it's not shayach? Well, Shayach by Hasra, and again, I don't like this idea, but one way to understand the Kesem Mishnah is that, because the guy is L'shem Shemayim, so therefore no one's going to end up being Masra. That'd be one way to interpret the Kesem Mishnah. That, you know, when the guy is being, you know, since the guy is L'shem Shemayim, no one's going to end up giving Hasra. But again, that's weird, because, like, why not? Again, if the other guy knows the din in Shulchan Aruch, he knows the din in the Rambam, they're possibly Rona Sementral, so he knows that the other guy is doing something wrong. So why... You know, why wouldn't he be Masrim? So again, so I think the better pshat in the Rambam, and the better pshat in the Kesem Mishnah, like Allah just said, is that even if there is Hasra, you don't have an Amanas Kein Ani Oseh. Which again, it's not so pashut. Because let's play out the scenario. Right, you're the bystander. He's about to shoot the guy in the head. And the guy says, wait a second, I see that you're aiming for the head. Why don't you aim for the arm? Right, that's the din. So then the guy, so he says, you know, he gives Hasra. Don't you realize the psak, we pass on the Gargonis and Shal, you're really not allowed to kill him, you have to save him. And then the guy responds, seemingly, let's say he says, Amanaskein Ani Oseh. Let's say he says, no, I'm doing it anyways. So the question is, he was Mekabel Hasra. He's saying, I think the right thing to do is to be Matzil the Nirdav. At the end of the day, he's saying, he says, Amanaskein Ani Oseh, right?
He said it, actually believe it.
Exactly. So again, so the chiddush here is that Amanas Kenani, doesn't suffice to say, I'm doing it anyways. Amanas Kenani Osa requires, this is a very important chiddush in Hasra, according to the Kesem Mishnah. So Amanas Kenani Osa requires exactly like Elazar pointed out, is like the Matir Atzma Lemisa. You basically have to accept upon yourself that you're doing the wrong thing, and Afa Pikin, I know I'm doing the wrong thing, and even so I'm doing it. And therefore, if the guy says, no, but I think I'm doing the right thing, because I think the right thing to do is to be matzal the nirdaf, even if he says, I'm doing it anyways, that I'm doing it anyways with a kavanah of doing the right thing is not a proper kavanah sastra. That's a bichidish. That's not so pashit. Because...
Let's say he says, no, I had to kill him. I'll take advantage of the head there. I'll just kill him, just to spam kill the guy. He is not shy. He wants to save the nerd. He just wants to kill him all day. So then he would be doing the wrong thing.
Same way. Then according to Kesem Mishnah, again, the Kesem Mishnah says specifically, Shalom Eskavin El Lahatzil, and therefore L'shayach Be'Hasra. It sounds like
the only... Eventually, he's going to be saved no matter what he does. Meaning,
It sounds like, according to Kesem Mishnah, if the guy has the proper kavanah, it's like in his mind, I need to save my friend, the nerd.
Have the kavanah, then it would be
better. Sounds like it.
Or would you say the Tosah, someone's being saved, so it doesn't matter.
I'm not sure. It sounds like the Lashon HaKesh Mishnah, it sounds like it's about his Kavan L'Shem Shemayim. Again, also saying it's like a Dabar Pashut. I don't think it's a Dabar Pashut.
Paul also tries to show the inner state of the guy.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, but like, if the guy is saying...
No, it's something that's... Yeah. It's not just when he says something. It has to show what he's...
Okay.
His inner...
Yeah, but at the end of the day, like, if the guy's been presented that he's wrong...
It's almost like...
What I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying, even if he says on Nasa Nana Yaisa, but his inner state is that he wants to do the right thing, so it doesn't matter.
Right? No, I know. True, but again, but he has been presented with the truth. And yet, his covering, he's been presented that a halacha, the Rambam Paskins, Rav Yonos, and Ben Shal. So he's been presented that you're wrong. That you're not meaning what you. your altruistic action of saving your friend is not being performed al pi halacha, because if you want to save your friend, just shoot him in the arm. But the fact that this guy is like a chassid shota, really, the fact is like, I'm doing what I think is the right thing to do, to say that doesn't constitute almanaz kinat yosa, I think it's a chiddush. I think it's pshat in the kesem mishnah, but don't get me wrong. But I think it's a chiddush.
Where a guy said, in the case of moments, where a guy says, if such and such happens, I'll pay you $100. Or even though he said it to Farish, he never assumed that was going to happen. So.
No, but I'm saying.
Over here, he thinks he's right. You tell him he's wrong. He says, yeah, I know, but he didn't actually think that he's wrong.
If Savish asked the young to the hills.
One more time?
He says, like, if Savish asked the young to the hills.
I mean, the Kim should believe.
Yeah.
Oh,
this theory is that
I'm not sure.
How's the beta that's
No. It's just it's not it's anything that it has to show the interstate, no?
Uh-huh.
No?
Okay. I'm not exactly sure with the reference, but I mean the idea of like a Velas being a Kiyam Shabalev.
That's like the Vidoy, the Mises
Vidoy. Yeah, no, I understand. I mean the relevance a lot.
But the reason there's a theory between a Velas and Yontiv. Because they're both just showing
this
something.
Gotcha. Okay, either way. That Adkan is the... the Kesem Mishnah. So again, the Kesem Mishnah, I think is a Kiddush that, again, once he's presented with, the Psak, and he's, because in his mind he thinks he's doing the right thing again. But again, that's the Pshat in the Kesem Mishnah, that in such a case, there is no proper Asura. Again, if you still have the Ara of David and Meir, which is that this Pshat in the Rambam is still strange, because at the end of the day, this theoretically could apply to any Avera, where there's no proper Kabbalah Sasra. So again, the fact that the Rambam says that, the fact that the Rambam goes out of his way to say, oh, in this case, there's no Chiyuv Mises Beis Din. Again, the Kesem Mishnah is trying to say, like, it's never going to be Shayach, so that's why it's probably a little different. Because he's like, every single time the guy is killing in order to save his friend, you're going to have this situation. I think that's what... Yeah, but he doesn't really mean it. That's the point. I guess what Kesem Mishnah is saying is that every single case where he's shooting the guy to save his friend, he has this Kavanah L'Shem Shemayim. Therefore, like I guess built in to the case is you're never going to have a proper Kabbalah Sasra. I think that's what the Kesem Mishnah is going to say. Okay, fine. So now getting to the second two answers, which are going to be related and relate more to the lumdas of Rodev. So the Rodev are as follows. And they're both found in the Griz, Hilchos Rotzeach, Parak Aleph, Halach Yud Gimel. It's like a long, long piece. Again, he first presents the Mahalach of Rav Shlomo Eger, and then he presents his own Mahalach. Again, he presents them as two completely different pshatim, but really end up in the broad scheme of things, they end up being pretty similar. But let's just go through each one alone. So first version, we'll go 2a, is Rav Shlomo Eger. So Rav Shlomo Eger says, the pshat, the reason why there's no Chiyuv Mises Beis Din, is because even in the case where it's nitan latzila be'echa me'evarav, since legabe the nirdaf, important, there's a sheet, there's a very important shita of the Mishnah Melech. This is the Mishnah Melech is in Hilchos Chova L'Mazik, Perek Ches Halacha Yud. So there, the Mishnah Melech points out that although the din of nitan latzila be'echa me'evarav applies to all bystanders, but legabe the nirdaf himself, that psak doesn't apply. Namely, the nirdaf himself never has to be, shoot for the limbs. Their nirdaf always has the option of killing the rodev. Even when it's nitam latzila bechameyavar, we'll explain in a moment why this is the case. But again, the Mishnah Melech points out that this din of nitam latzila bechameyavar, basically neutralizing the din misa, is limited to third parties by standards, but doesn't apply to the nirdaf himself. The nirdaf himself can always shoot to kill. So based on that, Mishnah Melech, Rav Shlomo Eger says, and in every case, the Nitan Latzila Be'echa Me'evarav, the Rodev still has the status of a Gavra Ketila, because the Nirdaf always has the Heter to kill the Rodev. And therefore the fact, in every case of Nitan Latzila Be'echa Me'evarav, there's one person, i.e. the Nirdaf, who has a Heter to kill the Rodev. Therefore, the Heter of the Nirdaf to kill the Rodev renders the Rodev a Gavra Ketila, and once the Rodev is a Gavra Ketila, So then, even though it was usher for all the bystanders to kill him, but at the end of the day, since those bystanders only killed a god for Katila, they're not going to be chayev misas bezdin. So again, in short, Rav Shlomo Eger says that the lack of I'm assuming that's their appreciation for Mocha, right? That the lack of chayev misas bezdin for a bystander who kills in the case of Nitan Atzilo Be'achem Ne'evarav is because Lemaisa, the fact that there's a heter for the Nirdaf to kill the Rodev, that renders the Rodev a Gavra Katila, and therefore the bystander only killed a Gavra Katila, which is not Mechayev in Misa. And he brings a mashal to this, is the din found in the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, Perek Hey Halachayir, when it comes to a Rotzeach B'shogig. And that is that the Rambam says that when a rotzeach bishogeg leaves the Ir Miklat, the fact that the goel hadam has a heter to kill the rotzeach bishogeg, that dictates that even if a third party kills the rotzeach bishogeg, that third party is not going to be chayiv misa. Again, the same idea that once there is a heter for a person to be killed by even an individual, that renders the person a gavra katila, and then even if that person ends up being killed by a third party, even though it was usher, the chatzchila, and the day they only killed the gavra katila, and therefore there's no chayiv misa. So again, in the case of the rotzeach b'shogeg, even though when the rotzeach b'shogeg leaves the Ir Miklat, the only heter for a person to kill him, the only person who has a heter to kill him, is one person, i.e. the Goal Adam. But once the Goal Adam is a heter to kill the Rotzeach B'shogeg, that Rotzeach B'shogeg now has the status of a Gavra Katila, and now if any third party kills him, it's as only as if they killed a Gavra Katila, and therefore there's no Chiyav Mises Basin.
According to this, if someone killed Pinchas, they'd be butter.
Yes.
Of course.
You'd have to say that. Yeah.
Of course.
Again,
of course.
It's not...
No.
No,
it's only
Nepach. No, it's Usher. That's not the Gemara.
No, that's only Nepach.
Yeah, that Zimri could turn around and kill Pinchas. But everyone else couldn't kill Pinchas. But the Chiddush here is that, but if everyone else, if anybody else went ahead and killed him, it would be a guy for Katila. That's a good point. And we're going to see, we're going to reference that in just a moment. But
what's the one? Why should the Nepach be different?
Oh, we got there right now.
Where is that Rambam?
By Rotzeach B'shogeg? Which one?
Ir Mikla,
that's Hilchos Rotzeach. Hey, Yud. Perek Hey. Halacha Yud, yeah.
Sometimes, for sure, it's Gavra Katila, but what happens if the Rodef doesn't have the ability to kill the
Yes, I think, according to Shlomo Eger, just the Heter, the fact that Lemaisa, there is someone who has a heter to kill him, that grants him the status of Gavra Katila. I mean, we're going to see. The Grizz is going to challenge that assumption. So again, there are two questionable assumptions of this Mahalach of Shlomo Eger. Number one is that the Nirdaf has a heter to kill the Rodef even when it's Nitan Latzilo Bechel Ne'evarav. We're going to have to analyze that. Assumption number one. Assumption number two is that whenever there's a heter for one person to kill another person, that person who can be killed attains the status of Gavra Katila. That, you know, the notion, the status of Gavra Katila is conferred upon a person just based on the fact that it's mutter for one person in the world to kill him. That's the second assumption that Shlomo Eger points out, and that the Grizz is going to challenge. So let's analyze each assumption on its own. The first assumption, again, is that the Nirdaf is not subject to the din of Nitan Latzilo Be'echa Me'evar. The question is, what would be the basis of such a din? At the end of the day, if the Nirdaf can also shoot him in the arm, and therefore save himself, why wouldn't he have the Chiyav to do that? So the Mishnah Melech, again, is the Mishnah Melech of Chofel Amazik, Ches Yud. Again, the way the Mishnah Melech formulates this din is, it's like in a technical fashion, that it's like bohol al nafsho lahatzel atzmo. Basically, when the guy is like, you know, since the guy is under such pressure because his life is at stake, is being threatened, so therefore, it's like, you know,
practical.
What?
Practical.
Exactly, very, very practical. It sounds like it's mutter.
But that's far that wouldn't be mechayev, because it's not his fault. Why should that...
I hear, but I think the point is it's like the Torah doesn't, because the Torah understands that the Nirdav is under such pressure, so therefore the Torah says, for you it's mutter to kill in all situations. That's the chesh. You're right. You could have said it a little differently, but according to Mishnah Melech, it's a het.
Why would they make a guy have a ktila? It just happens to be the same at Torah. I'm saying between both of them, right? Between the bystander and the nirdof, just to save his life. So it happens to be the Torah said that since he's gonna be so bold, so we give him a heter. But
the point is, at the end of the day, again, this is the second assumption. But the second assumption is that once this there's a heter for this person to be killed.
Yeah, but also the bystander has heter to kill him.
No, he doesn't. Not in his case.
No. Oh,
biyachal.
I'm saying, but
no.
That's what
Rav Yehuda has to kill. No. But again, when it's nital mitzil bechal without the mishnah melech, he's not a gavra ketila at all, because no one has a heter to kill him. B'chi
ha'gavna. I'm saying, but before you even said this, guy is a roidif that you're able to say bechal nevara, right? Stop a roidif. He's running after. There's a din to stop the redifa. By him, in this case, the way he gets out of the redifa, the way the nirdof gets out of the redifa, since he's so bold, like he can kill the guy. That's what Torah said, because he's going to be so bold, he's not going to be able to do it. There's no chiluk be'etzem, there's practical chiluk between the two of them.
I think the Gris says something like that when he questions this Rav Shlomo Eger, but again, that's the assumption that Rav Shlomo Eger is making. At the end of the day, as long as there's a heter to kill a person, kafa katila. So again, so the first version of understanding this heter of the nirdav to kill the relative, again, is the technical factor. This is the way the Mishnah Lamech says it, is that since he's baal, since he's under pressure, so therefore the Torah is not mechayev him, / gives him a heter to kill him, doesn't have to, shoot for the arm. The Griz himself, interestingly, can't even bring himself to bring such a technical svara. So when the Griz himself quotes this din of the Mishnah Lamech, he says it over in a fundamental way. And the Gris says it's a din of imbala hargacha hashkema harga. That there's a din Torah that whenever someone is coming to kill you, you have a heter to kill him back. Even, right, despite the option of nital, you can shoot for the arm, there's a din imbala hargacha hashkema harga. So again, this is the second more fundamental version of this din, that the reason why the nirdaf would have a heter to kill the roldev, despite the fact that Nita and Matzila Becha Nevar. But again, according to this pshat, even if the pressure wasn't getting to him, and he's a sniper and you could shoot him in the arm, he would be fine. He wouldn't be under pressure. In the end of the day, in Baal Hargacha, Hashkem Lahargo, the Din Torah, which allows the Nirdaf, because he's the one who's being threatened, he has the heter to kill. He has the heter to kill the roldev. And again, parallel to this, is going to bring up the case of Pinchas. Right, parallel to this, we've seen it's like a din in Bala Hargacha, Shkem Largo, which Dafka applies to the Nirdaf. This is the Chedush Eran, again, in the Sugya of Kanoim Pogambo, again, Pebez Manal, Tir Maskal, My Timer Rodefu, says the same idea. So again, where the Chedush Eran, again, Lashitasav, just to do some Chazara, and the Chedush Eran who holds that the din of Kanoim Pogambo is a Chiv, right? It's a Chiv for everybody. But yet, Zimri had the Heter to turn around and kill Pinchas, right? Even though Pinchas was following Echiv, and the Ran justifies that statement to the Gemara, which says that Zimri could have turned around and killed Pinchas by saying, "In bal argacha shkem lahargo." In the end of the day, there's a din that as long as you are being threatened by someone else, the Ran says, as long as that threat is not Echiv Mises Bezdin, again, obviously, if Bezdin is about to do straight for a chenek to you because you're Chayv Mises Bezdin, is not going to have a din in bal argacha shkem lahargo. But says the Ran, anything other than a chiyav misas basin, even if mechuyev to be killed, like in Kanoim Pogamo, according to the Rani, mechuyev to be killed, at the end of the day, as long as that chiyav is not a chiyav misas basin, and bala hargacha hashkem lahargo. So that's a parallel idea to this second version of the nirdaf, right, where you have the nirdaf himself, right, even though everyone else doesn't have a heter, right, at the end of the day, the Nirdaf himself has a heter to kill this Rodif, because in Bala Hargacha, Hashkem Lahargam. So again, you have that's the fundamental version of the Griz, which is also found in a slightly different context, but in the Chiddush Eran, in the Sugya of Kanoim Pogamba. So far, those are two explanations of how to justify this din of why the din of Nitan Lassil Vachal Me'avar would not apply to the Nirdaf. Again, either technically because of his Bahol, or fundamentally because of the din of in Bala Hargacha, Hashkem Lahargo. But before going on, it's important to know that there are certain Mekoros which reject this Heter. Again, which Rishon, implies that the din of of Nitan Latzil Bechel Me'avar even applies to Nir Daf. Exactly, Rashi. If we turn to Rashi, Ayin Dalet Oman Aleph, when Rashi first comments on this din, see the second line from the top, Yir Maska V'Yachol. If you look very carefully, Rashi formulates this din both in terms of a bystander and in terms of the Nir Daf himself. Right? Yir Maska V'Yachol. Anybody want to... Marsha? Ayin Dalet Oman Aleph.
Yeah.
Rashi, second line from the top. So the Yachol.
Yeah.
Yachol. Yeah.
Second line.
Yachol
and Nirdach or Reil Latzul Lechamibarav. Oh, it's the Nash and Aragol.
All right. So he says the Yachol applies both to the Nirdach, oh Harareil. So again, both in terms of bystander. And in terms of the Nirdaf, again, Rashi clearly says this din of Nitan Latzil Bechel Me'avar, which undermines the din Misa that applies bane to a bystander, bane to the Nirdaf himself. So again, this is riot number one against this Mishnah Melech. And a second Mefarish who adopts, who basically rejects this Hetzer of the Mishnah Melech, is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Again, only as well as Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the side of the, like the Frankel Rambam quotes this, again, in the context of the Mishnah Melech and Chovel Mazik. I wasn't able to find it inside. But either way, there's Rabbi Akiva Eiger basically points out, again, it's based on the Shachar Vatar, which we didn't really deal with so much. I don't want to get too involved in it. But again, the Shachar Vatar and Ayin Dalet Oman Aleph, again, it's like a lesson you plan to do, but I don't think we're going to get there. But basically, this Shachar Vatar and Ayin Dalet Oman Aleph, the reason why the Gemara brings up this psak of Yonasan Ben Shaul about Nitam Latzil Lechel Me'avar, because the Gemara wants to basically create a case where there's no Chiyah Misa. Right, and for purposes of Kimlay, right, in order to explain the pasuk, which is mechayev a person mammon, right, basically in essence mechayev a rodef mammon. So the question is, what do you mean? If rodef is chayev misa, why isn't there Kimlay? The answer is no. We're dealing with a rodef where it's nitan latzila be'echa meivar. That's the gemara, right? When it's nitan latzila be'echa meivar, there's no din misa. The Sezer Yikui Heger, if the Mishnah Melech, or if that shita was correct, right, if the Mishnah Melech was correct, that there is a din misa. Meets out the Nirdaf, so then Kimlay should be triggered. Right? So, if, even according to the Shita of Nitan Latzila Bechel Me'avar, that undermines the Din Misa, but if that doesn't undermine the Din Misa, meets out the Nirdaf, so that means Lamaisa, this Rodef is Chayiv Misa, meets out the Nirdaf. And since he could be killed by the Nirdaf, therefore he's Chayiv Misa, and therefore the Gemara's solution by bringing down or Gronos Manchal didn't really help the cause, because at the end of the day, Kimlay should still be applied. So basically, in short, Rikivi Eger basically proves in this Gemara, and the fact that the Gemara invokes Gronos Manchal specifically to say that there's no Chiya Misa, and therefore no Kimlay. But again, if the Mishnah Melech was right, there's an important exception to Gronos Manchal, that Gronos Manchal only applies to bystanders while the Nirdaf himself can still kill him, so then you'd still have the problem of Kimlay, because even according to Gronos Manchal, the Mishnah Melech, the Nirdaf, the Rodev is still Chayiv Misa, Mitzad, the Nirdaf. So again, in discussion of this raya, gets into the parameters of Misa Lazat, Tashlim Lazat. We're not going to do it right now, if anyone was thinking along those lines. On this there is, but we're not going to go there because we haven't done the sugi yet. But again, there is a way to defend the Mishnah Melech based on a certain perspective of Kimlay, but we're not going to go there for now. So in short, we pointed out that in terms of this first assumption of Rav Shlomo Eger, that there's a heter to kill the rodef, even in a case of Nitan Latzil Bechel Me'avar Mitzat the Nirdaf. Point out there are two different explanations of that, either technically because of Bahol, like the Mishnah Melech, or fundamentally because of Imbala Har Kachashkin Largo. And point out there's counter evidence that both Rashi and Riku Eger basically reject this din of the Mishnah Melech. So therefore, it's definitely not Pashet. Well, assumption number two of Rav Shlomo Eger is the very important assumption that the status of Gavra Katila applies anytime there is a heter for a person to be killed by someone else. Right? So again, that's the major assumption number two of Rav Shlomo Eger. Anytime there is a heter to kill a certain person, even if there's only heter on the part of one other person, at the end of the day, once a person can be killed by another individual in the world, that person attains the status of Gavra Katila. So the Griz goes to town on this assumption, again, has a whole discussion disproving this idea. The Griz basically garners a lot of, you know, Makoros, or a number of Makoros, to prove that the status of Gavra Katila is not triggered by a heter Misa. Just the fact that someone could be put to death by someone else, that doesn't suffice to trigger the status of Gavra Katila. The Griz proves from a number of Makoros, I'll quote a couple of them right now, that the status of Gavra Katila only applies when there's a Gemar Din in Beis Din. When Beis Din, there's a Gemar Din in Beis Din, which says this guy is Chai Misa, so then that person attains the status of Gavra Katila. But anything short of a Gemar Din in Beis Din, says the Griz, is not going to be subject to the status of Gavra Katila. So says the Griz, you can't say that the Rodef, in such a case, has the status of Gavra Katila simply because it's mutter for the Nirdap to kill him. Because at the end of the day, there's no Gemara Din here, and the status of Gavra Katila is Taloi on a Gemara Din.
So what about the Din of Golodan?
We'll get there. So basically just two quick rayas of the Griz, that the status of Gavra Katila is Taloi on a Gemara Din. These two rayas for this. Number one is actually a Gemara in our Perek. Ayin Aleph Amin Beis. Again, this is Ben Sora Morad, you know, in Yonim. Basically, the Gemara in Ayin Aleph Amin Beis has the following line, where the Gemara explicitly connects the status of Gavra Katila to the Gemara Din. The Gemara says the following phrase: Nigmar Dino Ka'amris. Are you saying that in the following case is a Gemara Din? Nigmar Dino. If there's a Gemara Din, then Gavra Katilahu. So again, the Gemara in Aleph Amin Beis clearly says that the way to generate the status of Gavra Katila is only through a Gemara Din.
That's one way.
Okay. Definitely don't want to. Yeah, that's. And the other one is the Rambam. Again, you could be docha the same way, but the same way the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Tes, again also formulates the status of Gavra Katila based on a Gemara Din. Right, Meir's pointing out correctly that just because the Gemara Din triggers Gavra Katila doesn't like the chiluk doing necessary and sufficient. Right, just because Gemara Din is necessary. Sorry, is sufficient to trigger Gavra Katila. It doesn't mean that it is necessary. I mean, it doesn't mean that you can't do it in any other way, but that's the assumption that the Griz makes. So therefore, on the basis of this assumption, right, the fact that the Griz assumes that the Gavra Katila status is only triggered by a Gemara Din, so therefore, the Griz has to account for a number of rayas that Rav Shlomo Eger brought, which seem to prove that there is some type of Gavra Katila type status, even by non-Gemara Din cases. I.e., number one, exactly like Meir just said, the case of Rotsayach Peshogeg, right, who's killed by... What?
Doesn't Bezin say that you can kill him unless he's in the Yermuka?
So is there a Gemara Din when he leaves the Yermuka? Oh, that's an interesting question. Interesting. Good point. I'm not sure. Yeah, the Grizz assumes not that way, but it's a sharp hour. So basically, so the case of, exactly, right, the case, right, ignoring that point for the moment, but the case of Rotzeach Meshogeg, where the Rambam, right, in Rotzeach Hey Yud, basically says that a person who kills the Rotzeach Meshogeg outside the Ir Miklat is Pater, so he has to deal with that case, assuming there's no Gemara Din there. And number two, case number two is Bamachteris. This is again going back to, you know, tying the summer together. Is the Rashi Ayin Beis and Beis. If you guys recall from toward the first sugya, one of the first sugyas, that Rashi and Ayin Beis and Beis are discussing why you are not Mifakeach as a Gal for Bamachteris, specifically, right, invokes the phrase of Gavra Katila. So again, that's another place where you have a Rishon saying that Bamachteris is a Gavra Katila, even though there's no Gemar Din for a Gavra Katila. So again, you have Rotzeach Meshogeg outside your Miklat. Case number two is the Bamach Teres, where Rashi specifically invokes Gavra Katila. Then you have our case of Rodev, right? Our case of a Rodev, which Mitam Latzila Bechamei Evarav, where anybody who kills the Rodev is going to be Pater. So basically, for all these cases, the Griz says that you're right, you can't explain all these cases based on Gavra Katila, because Gavra Katila is limited to Gemar Din. So rather, what is it? It's completely different din, which is not so clear why it's so different, but a completely different din, not of Gavra Katila, but rather a special din in Ein Lo Damim. Says the Gris, that specifically in these two contexts of Rotseach B'Shogeg and Rodif, slash Bal Machteris, same idea, the Torah and specifically in these contexts basically says that these individuals have the status of Ein Lo Damim. So says the Gris, it's like a special Chiddush, that in these cases, that despite the fact that the general status of Gavra Ketila is only triggered by Gemar Din, but these individuals, i.e. a Rotseach B'Shogeg, and a Rodev slash Bal Machteris of the special din of Ein Lo Damim, because the Torah uses that phrase of Ein Lo Damim to describe both these people, to basically establish that anybody who kills them is going to be Pater. The point that I don't have so worked out, but it's the point the Grizz doesn't really work out, is that he's developing this fundamental distinction between Gavra Ketila and Ein Lo Damim. But unclear what the Nafka Mina is. There must be, the Grizz doesn't spell out what the difference is, there must be that the Gavra Ketila has more Nafka Mina than Ein Lo Damim, because he's spending the entire piece trying to disprove why these cases are not Gavra Ketila, but then says they have a din of Ein Lo Damim, which in essence sounds to be the same idea of Gavra Ketila. So that, unclear. I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. At the end of the day, this introduction basically gets us to the Grizz's Mahalach himself. So again, in short, Mahalach 2a was of Shlomo Eger, who in short says that the reason why a bystander who kills the Rodef in the case of Nitan Asil Becham Yavarov, the reason why the bystander is not Chayim Misa is because, according to Shlomo Eger, the Rodef has the status of Gavra Ketila based on the Heter for the Nirdaf to kill him. That's version 2a. So the Brisk Rav is going to have a slightly different version. Again, it doesn't seem to be so different, called version 2b, where he says a similar type of idea, that the reason why, in short, the reason why the person who kills the Rodev in the case of Nital Asila Bechamevar, the reason why that Rodev, why that bystander is not Chai Misa, is because the Rodev has the status of Ein Lo Damim. Basically, same type, you're saying why it's so different?
Yeah.
Exactly. It's the status of Ein Lo Damim, as I said, it's 2a, 2b, right, is status of Ein Lo Damim, based on the fact that, again, and the Grizz doesn't go with the Mishnah Melech's idea, because the Mishnah Melech, he points out, is not, Rambam doesn't necessarily hold to the Mishnah Melech, so he says a slightly different version, that, so why is it Ein Lo Damim? Again, if it's Nitan Atzila Bechem Yavara for everyone in the world, so then Yesh Lo Damim, because no one has a heter to kill him. So he says it must be in every case of Nitan Atzila Bechem Yavara, there's got to be someone in the world who can only kill the person, can only kill the real Dave, you know, with his life. And it must be, you know, regarding to some bystander, it must be one bystander out there for whom it's not Nitan Latzilo Bechamevar. So basically, the Brisker Rav ends up developing, and seems to be, really comes back, in essence, to the Shlomo Eger, same idea. At the end of the day, there is no Chiyav Misa for killing such a real Dave, because Ein Lo Damim, based on the fact that there is a Heter for some person in the world, to kill him. Again, not focusing on the near death, but focusing on some bystander. Again, structurally, it seems to be very similar to Rav Shlomo Eger. But what's something that I do want to point out is that along these lines, the Brisker Rav ends up developing, both for Bava Machteres and for Rodev, there end up being really two dinim at play. We'll close. And that is the Grizz, again, is medayik this in the Rambam. If you recall, I referenced this when we were doing Bava Machteres. But basically, Grizz ends up developing. There are two distinct dinim when it comes to be mechayev misa for a bal machteres slash a rodev. Din number one is this din of Ein Lo Damim. The fact that the Torah dictates that he's a quasi status of gavra ketila, the Ein Lo Damim, and therefore there's a patur for anybody who kills him. And there's a second din of atzelas and yirdaf, which basically says that because of atzelas and yirdaf, in the case of bal machteres, is a rishus to kill the Bal Machteres. In the case of Rodev, that's the factor of Atzelas and Nirdaf generates even a mitzvah to kill a Rodev. So says the Grizz, these are two distinct dinim. There's an Ein Lo Damim, which generates like a patur for anybody who ends up killing him. And the second din of Atzelas and Nirdaf, which is Mechayev, any bystander in the context of Rodev, and creates a Rishus in the context of Bal Machteres. And again, the Grizz, anybody have Hilchos Geneva? Andy, it's got to be in the back. And then come full circle, the Grizz is medayik this in the Rambam's presentation of the Din of Bal Machteres. Again, if you remember, some people were bothered by this This is Hilchos Geneva Perek Tes, Halacha Zayin.
Yeah.
See, here, go for it. So we're going to see that the Rambam seems to quote has two different formulations for the Din Misa of a Baal Machteres, and the Grid is going to infer from these two distinct formulations that you have these two distinct dinim at play. Period. So din number one is because ein lo damim, therefore you're putter if you kill him. Din number one. And then the Rambam says, not only is there a patur, but there's a rishus. So the Grizz points out a couple things that your father son with this Rambam. Number one, why do you need both a patur and a rishus? Like, it's redundant. Like, what does it mean? It's your patur if you kill him, and you have rishus to kill him. What's going on? Question number one. Question number two, the order seems weird. If you were generally a patur, stems from a rishus, right? Because you have rishus to kill him, therefore you're patur if you kill him. So why does he say patur first and then rishus? Question number three is all the grizz. Question number three is once it's a rishus, once there's a din misa, so then what do you mean you're patur for killing him? There's a din misa. Patur sounds like, okay, you performed the ritzicha, you were shovech damim, but you're putter for it. If there's a din misa, so then you don't even need to say that you're putter. In essence, basically, you have these two formulations of the Rambam, which seems to be redundant, you don't need both of them. So says the Grizz, the Rambam is highlighting there are two distinct dinim here. Din number one is ein lo damim. Din number two is hatzalas en yirdav. And the reason why it's important to have both is because there are certain circumstances where you have one without the other. Like in the case at hand of Nitan Latzila Be'achameyavarv. In the case of Nitan Latzila Be'achameyavarv, where you don't have the rishus, right? A bystander for whom it's Nitan Latzila Be'achameyavarv, you don't have the rishus, because you no longer have the din of Atzalas and Yirdaf, which gives you rishus or a chiv to kill the rodev. But there still is the patur of Ein L'damim. So the Rambam goes out of his way to tell you the two distinct dinim, to tell you that even in cases such as Nitam Latzila Be'achameyavarv, where you don't have the Rishus in the context of Amateras, or you don't have the Chiyuv in the context of Rodev, there's still going to be a second din of Ein Lo Damim, which is going to pater a person for having killed him. So in short, basically, both the Shlomo Eger and the Grizz are saying similar type ideas. At the end of the day, you're not going to be Chayiv Misa, a bystander is not going to be Chayiv Misa for having killed the Rodev, even in the context of Nitan Latzila Be'achameyavarv, because either he's a Davar Ketila, says Rav Shlomo Eger, based on the Heter for the Nirdaf, or according to the Grizz's version, because it's Ein Lo Damim, based on the Heter for some other bystander for whom it's not Nitan Latzila Be'achameyavarv. We'll stop here, and the next time we'll pick up on other Nafkamina.